I almost feel there was too much of talking going on. And I hope it's not too much of a burden on you, dear ones. I chose only a few passages so we can be encouraged to go back and look into them and enjoy them. But how wonderful, isn't it? The Lord will look upon us and enjoy us and delight in us. Are we that good? To the Lord we are. To the Lord we are. He actually calls us my beloved himself. May it be that we will never disappoint our Lord. He loves us so much. How would we feel if we disappointed those who love us? We would feel gutted, miserable. Oh, may that be to the proportion of infinity that we would feel gutted if we disappointed the Lord. He loves us so much, dear ones. A final session, I'm going to be concentrating on a different aspect. One of my favorite aspects of the song, actually. A lot of people don't realize this exists in the song. We've seen what our Lord is like. We've seen what His love is like. But the question now is, where can I find Him? I want Him. I want Him for myself. How can I enjoy Him? That's where we are right now. I'm going to read to you 5 different verses, and we will go straight into them as soon as we're done. Chapter 2, verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8. The voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. That's where He is. Where is He coming to? Upon the mountains. Upon the mountains, dear ones. Go find Him there. Don't lay yourself in the valleys. There are thorns there. You're the lily. Go onto the mountains. There you'll find Him. How is He coming? Behold, He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. That is my Lord. Follow up with a few more verses. Chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. My beloved is mine, and I am His. He feedeth among the lilies. How beautiful is that? He feeds amongst us. Lilies. We are all the lilies. Do you know? And this is what goes on. Verse 17. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, turn my beloved and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bitha. Mountains of Bitha. Remember that. Next we go into chapter 4. Verse 6. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Mountain of myrrh. Remember that. Mountains of Bitha, mountain of myrrh. The same chapter, verses 7 and 8. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shanir and Hermon, from the lion's dens and from the mountains of leopards. Mountains of leopards. That's what I want you to remember. Mountains of leopards. Finally, chapter 8, verse 14. Make haste, my beloved. Make haste. And be thou like a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Mountains of spices. Mountains of Bitha. Mountain of myrrh. Mountains of leopards and mountains of spices. We find in the Song of Songs 4 different mountains. And that we will do well to go on to. Our Lord is there. Our Lord is there. And without wasting too much time, we will go into these mountains. As you can see, I've suggested a title for all of them. If you want, I can supply my notes later on. So don't worry if you can't take them all in. But we'll jump into the first mountain. Very simple, simple PowerPoints. They're not really flashy. But what we find in chapter 2, verse 17, is something really, really special. This is what you and I wait for every day, practically. The Lord's coming to His church. That's what is found here. chapter 2, verse 17, I'll read it to you again. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethan. There are two things here, dear friends, you can see. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away. Two things I want you to observe with me. Day is to break soon. That means you're still in night scene. We are in the night scene, aren't we? The light of the Lord shineth in darkness, but the world apprehended it not. We are in the night scene, dear ones. The Lord is not here. And that is why the voice of my beloved says, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. Can you hear his voice? The voice of my beloved. The moment the bride hears that voice, the bride is delighted. Aren't we delighted each time we hear that the Lord is coming? Isn't that the best hope that you can have as a Christian? The Lord is coming. It is certain, dear ones. It is certain. But you can reach Him only on the mountain, though. That mountain where the Lord is. And by taking us out from the valley, the Lord has already planted us on the mountain. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't His love wonderful? We are on the mountain. Look for the Lord. First you hear His voice. Don't you hear that? He says clearly, behold, I come quickly. What is our response? Even so, come Lord Jesus. Even so. Until the daybreak, beyond the night scene. And the shadows flee away. What are the shadows? Shadows, dear ones, in Scripture stand for so many things, but consistently they stand for trials and tribulations. Consistently, shadows stand for trial and tribulation. Our trials are gone. No more misery on this earth. No more fighting against the flesh. No more fighting against the enemy. The shadows are about to flee away. What's going to happen? The Lord is going to meet us upon the mountains of Bethel. But how is He going to come? He is going to come like a roe or a young hart. I don't know if you know too much about roes or young harts. I'm not a zoologist, but I have read and I have read and I read. And I enjoyed what I read. A roe is a gazelle. The young hart, both of these animals, are very quick on their feet, very swift on their feet. They're gingerly on their feet. They're not too hard on anyone. They're not too onerous or anything. But they're very swift, I tell you. Very, very swift. You think about that documentaries you would see. The lions are about to attack the herd of deer. The moment they hear a simple noise, a very slight one even, the deer take off. They're very swift. The roes and harts are even better. They're quick to hear, quick to go. That's what the Lord is like. He's coming. He's coming surely. He's coming quickly. And His coming is imminent. Time is at hand. But where is He coming to? Upon the mountains of Bethel. Now the word Bethel would simply mean separation. Separation. Right now, we are separated from our Lord, our dear Lord. The one who loves us, the one whom we love. But when He comes on the mountain of separation, there is separation only behind us. We are united with the Lord. We shall see Him face to face. And we shall be like Him. We shall be like Him. I trust you and I take the enjoyment in the Lord's coming every day, dear ones. Oh, that refreshes my heart like anything. We will go quickly. Mountain 2, found in chapter 4, verse 6. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Yes, we know the Lord is coming. He's coming to the mountains of Bethel. It is still not daybreak. It is still not a time when the shadows haven't fled away. What do I do? The Lord has still not come to the mountain of Bethel, which is now. He hasn't come yet. My best place, dear ones, is going to the mountain of myrrh. We've already looked at myrrh a little bit. Myrrh would tell us of the suffering and the death of our Lord. Mountain of myrrh, I suggest to you, is Calvary. Calvary. The Lord hasn't come yet. Until the daybreak, until the shadows flee, be found on the mountain of Moriah. Nowhere else. Go to the cross. Spend all your time at the cross, dear ones. Do you know, at the cross, what you find is all those different things. I'll tell you about them in a bit. But myrrh would tell us of his suffering and death. But there's also a hill of frankincense, isn't there? That is God's estimate of it. God is fully satisfied. The moment we are on the mountain of myrrh, we have the hill of frankincense beside us telling us God is fully satisfied. God is fully satisfied in that work. Or maybe bask in that heavenly glory, I tell you. Frankincense also talks about heavenly glory. The glory the Lord will come with when He comes again. But you will enjoy that glory. The scene of Hill of Frankincense. The glory of the Lord. You will enjoy that only when you're on the mountain of myrrh. Just picture that, dear ones. Picture that. Stand on the mountain of myrrh to see the Hill of Frankincense. You can't see it from anywhere else. The future glory that is yours and mine. The future glory that is the Lord's to give. But you need to be on the mountain of myrrh. Mountain of Myrrh. And Mountain of Myrrh is not only your home. It is our home, dear ones. Not just on Lord's Day morning, every day. But I tell you, it's not just a home. It is all of those things. It's a retreat. What do we do when we are in trouble? Go there. It's a monument. That's what we go to remember the Lord, don't we? Tomorrow, God willing, we'll do that. We will remember Him the way He has appointed. That's not the only thing. It's a resort. There are worse references I can give you for these things later. You want refreshment in your life, in spiritual life? Go to the mountain of myrrh. You want to be brought into the enjoyment of God's goodness? Go to the mountain of myrrh. We all go on holidays. We want to go to a resort to enjoy, relax, and be refreshed. For Christians, there is no better resort than Calvary, our dear ones. I tell you, there is no other place. Several young people, several older brethren. If you enjoy the Lord, you'll enjoy Him most on the mountain of myrrh. Nowhere else. We'll move quickly. The third is in the very next few verses. The third mountain. Mountains of leopards, we thought. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. You could add the word come again because it's there in the original, it's not here. Come with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of Lebanon. You know these mountains, Shinar, Hermon, Amana. In Lebanon there are real mountains. Hermon, of course, almost at the border with Israel. Really high peaks. The Lord takes us onto high places, you know. You and I can't go to those high places except the Lord would take us with His grace. The Lord lifts us up. We often sing, don't we? Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin. But love lifted me. His grace lifts us up to the high places. But there is a problem on high places. On those very high places, you also find lion's dens and mountains of leopards. We've got to be careful, you know. Lion, we know the scripture would consistently tell us, is another type for devil. Leopards, there's only one reference to the scripture to leopards in the scripture, and that talks about devil's agents. In the book of Jeremiah, we find it. So leopards are devil's agents. Lion is the devil himself. When we go to the high places, when we enjoy the Lord, when He takes us in our spiritual journey, there is danger lurking. Ephesians 6, we fight not principalities and powers of darkness and flesh. We don't fight flesh alone, rather, but we fight the rest of them. Principalities and powers of darkness. Let's be careful. But how can you and I be careful? How can you and I be careful? There is only one way to be careful. It is twice mentioned in this verse, come with me. Come with me. When you go to high places in your spiritual life, dear ones, the enemy would attack you. The Lord would always want you to go with Him, though. And that's the only way to be safe. When you grow in the Lord, the enemy would seek to attack you all the time. Satan would not want you to grow Christian-wise. Satan would not want you to grow in your assembly. Satan would not want harmony in your assemblies, in your families, in your personal life. Satan wouldn't want that. He'd constantly attack you. There are lions, dens, and mountains of leopards. How can you and I escape that? Come with me. If you go with the Lord, you're safe. The Lord will take you through all those mountains, those high places. He gives us rich, glorious views of Himself. You go with Him, He'll show you all of those beautiful places, and He'll keep you safe. He'll keep you safe. But until the day break and shadows flee, get yourself to the mountain of Moriah. Don't forget the cross. Don't forget the cross. The last of all, and I suggest the best of all, is chapter 8, verse 14. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. There are 8 different spices mentioned in the Song of Songs. And believers of old have variously enjoyed what they mean, and some of them have compared them with the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. And I fully concur with them. All these spices, you can relate each of them, right from pomegranates, which is considered a spice, until aloes. They're all part of those wonderful spices which are fragrant, and they all are representative of the fruit of the Holy Ghost. So we're going to the mountains of spices. And you know, there are these beautiful, wonderful, fragrant spices on those mountains, which are not because of our fruit, but it is because of what He has given us. But importantly, I'm going to suggest to you, dear ones, they have been made sweet spices because the Lord goes there often. I'm going to say this to you in a little bit more detail before I finish. Think about the Mount of Olives. I suggest to you the mountains of spices is nothing but the Mount of Olives. What do we know about the Mount of Olives? We know that was the Lord's secret hiding place. Well, He didn't really hide. He went there often. He loved it. He loved going there. It's the mountain of prayer. He would go there before the daybreak. He would go there with strong tears and crying. He would take the disciples there and pray with them. Think about all that the Lord does. No matter when He gets an opportunity, John would say, oftentimes the Lord went to the mount to pray. Luke would have at least 21 different references to the Lord praying on the Mount of Olives. None less than 21. The Lord loves prayer, we know that. Are we loving prayer? I don't know. But Mount of Spices is where the Lord is. It is a sweet mountain because of the Lord's presence there. The Lord goes there. The Lord walks on that mountain all the time. It is sweet and has got that wonderful spices because the Lord is there. It's a mountain of prayer. The Lord gave us an example. Let us enjoy prayer. The moment we pray, we become fragrant to the Lord. The moment we pray, those fragrances come out to the world. The world will be blessed through us. The world will be blessed. Not just that though. It's a mountain of prophecy. Isn't this the same mountain Zechariah talks about in chapter 14? Where the Lord would come down and He would cause forth that judgment of the living nations? Yes, it is. This is the same mountain, the mountain of spices. Again, the Lord is going to come on the mountain. It shall be because of His presence. It's not just that. It's a mountain of power. Bethany is a village on the eastern slopes of the Mount of Olives. I haven't been there, but I've seen the geography of it. And it is to that village the Lord would often take Himself to. Many a time the Lord would have supper served in Mary and Martha's home. The Lord enjoyed it there. But it's also the place where He displayed His power. That's where the Lord said to Lazarus, come forth. He showed His power over death. Dear ones, that's the same mountain, the mountain of spices. But let's not go too far. Isn't that the same mountain where the Lord goes to pray with His disciples the night before He is taken? It's the mountain of passion. On that very mountain is that garden, Gethsemane, which simply means an oil press. You all very well know this, but I'll suggest a few simple facts. The oil that comes out of it, dear ones, lights up the world. The oil that comes out of it is healing to the nations. Gethsemane experience, where does it happen? On the mountain of spices. Why? The Lord is there.
The Lord is there. He allowed himself that agony that he had sweat off cloths. Mountain of passion.
But I want you to remember, it's the mountain of promise. Mentioned as the Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24 and 25. It is a scene of all prophetic future fulfillments in the scripture. It is. But isn't that the place where the disciples and everyone saw the Lord being lifted off from? Isn't that the place where the two angels would say to the disciples, the Lord shall come as just as the same way he has gone. He will come here. He has promised you once. He'll come. It's a mountain of promise. It's a mountain. He is going to come again. There is no doubt about that. There is eyewitness testimonies, apart from angels, to all of this happenings on the Mount of Olives. And it's been recorded for us. If you and I cannot take courage and comfort from all these things, I think it'll be a big shame. Please enjoy these mountains. Be found nowhere else. As we wait for the Lord to come on the mountain of Bethesda, let us go to the mountain of Myrrh. Let us be careful not to go onto those high mountains without the Lord, for there are lying dens and mountains of lepers. But let us often go to the mountain of spices. Pray. Praise. Enjoy His promise. Enjoy His power. Dwell in His passion. There's no better way to occupy your life with. There is no better way to occupy your time. Enjoy the Lord. But you know what? I trust you've enjoyed a little bit. Taken maybe a few things. I'd be happy. But more than that, I hope this has caused something to whet your appetite about this holy and lovely book, the Song of Songs. Go away. Study it. Enjoy it. If you want to know more about how the Lord loves you, this is where you go. If you want to see how the Lord looks like, this is where you go. If you want to be delighted to know how much the Lord loves you, this is where you go. You want to find Him? Go here. And may it be that you and I can say, there's a different phrase now. I am my beloved's. And His desire is toward me. Doesn't that warm your soul this morning? His desire is toward me. He loves us so much. Can't we give Him all of ourselves? I am my beloved. Full stop. 50% of me is my beloved. No. I am all of me, my beloved. It's a challenge. But I trust we will take up the challenge in the right spirit and enjoy the Lord.